Okay, let's get cracking. Today we are continuing in the first parak of Maseches Tainis. Today we are learning parak Aleph Mishnah Gimel and parak Aleph Mishnah Dalet. Now that we discuss when we're supposed to stop asking for rain at the end of the winter, when we say V'sein Talamatu Levracha, the Mishnah is now going to discuss when we actually begin asking for rain at the beginning of the winter. It says the Mishnah B'shlosha B'mar Cheshvan Sholin HaSegeshamim, that we begin to ask for rain in the Shmona Esrei, again by saying V'sein Talamatu Levracha, on the third day of the month of Mar Cheshvan, that is 11 days after Shmini Yatzeres. This is when we should begin asking for rain, because it is the start of the rainy season. However, says the Mishnah, Rabbi Gamliel says, B'shivabo, no, that it's not the third of Mar Cheshvan, rather it's the seventh of Mar Cheshvan. That's when we should begin asking for rain. Chamisha asar yom achar hachag, which is 15 days after Shmini Atzeres, kidei sheyagia achar and shebi Yisrael in Har Pras, that the last Jews of the who went Shalosh Regalim, who went to Yerushalayim for Sukkot, as they're already home, they arrived home into their places. We don't want it to start raining on them when they're still coming back. So 15 days later, we can assume that they're already home. Even the furthest Jews who live all the way in Nahar Pras by the Euphrates River, even they are home, and therefore they will start asking for rain once every Jew has returned back to his house. Continuing now with Perek Aleph, Mishnah Dalet. Now, if rain does not fall by a certain time, that's when we're going to begin saying having the various fasts, as we're going to discuss. It says the Mishnah Higia Shivasar b'Mar Cheshvan v'lo yardu geshamim. If the 17th of Mar Cheshvan arrived and the rains had not yet fallen, his chilu hayachidim misan and shalosh tanius. That's when the individuals, the outstanding talmidei chachamim, the leaders of the community, that's when they would begin to observe three fasts. They would fast on the first Monday, after the 17th, then the following Thursday, the following Monday, and so on and so forth. The fasts were held on Mondays and Thursdays, because when Moshe Rabbeinu went up to Har Sinai to receive the second Luchos, he went on a Thursday and he came down with him on Yom Kippur, which was a Monday. And as the Tosfos points out in Maseches Baba Kama, since those were days of tremendous rachmanos, of tremendous mercy from Hashem and forgiveness, the Chachamim chose them for the days when we would have Kriyas HaTorah, and also when we would establish fast days when necessary. Continuing in the Mishnah, Ochlin v'shosin mishech hashecha. On these fast days, people can eat and drink after a night, meaning they can eat throughout the night before the fast. It's not like Tisha B'Av and Yom Kippur. You can the fast does not begin until dawn. Umutar and Rimalacha, and during the fast that they're allowed to do any work, uvrachita, they can wash themselves in hot water, vasicha, they can anoint themselves with oil, uvenilas hasandal, and they can wear leather shoes, uvatashmashamita, they can have relations with men and women, and so on and so forth. These are the enuyim that you are not allowed to do on Yom Kippur. You also can't do them on Tisha B'Av. Certainly they're not going to apply on this fast day. Quick review, Perek Aleph, Mishnah Gimel taught us they would begin to ask for rain. Machlokas, is it the third of Mar Cheshvan? Is it the seventh of Mar Cheshvan? According to Rabbi Gamliel, it's the seventh of Mar Cheshvan. It's 15 days later, and at that point, we assume that everyone hopefully got home from Yerushalayim 15 days after Sukkot, and therefore it can start raining, and it won't be raining on those traveling back from Yerushalayim. And then Perek Aleph Mishnah Dalet taught us when do we start fasting. So if the 17th of Mar Cheshvan came and there's no rain yet, so the holy Talmidei Chacham of the town, they're going to begin to observe three fasts. It's going to be a Monday, Thursday, Monday, and that's what it's going to be. They can eat and drink from the night before, not a problem. They can do work, they can wash themselves, they can anoint themselves, they can wear leather shoes, and so on and so forth. They can do all those things during these fast days. Have a great day.